Right.
Just trying to see if you're awake.
I heard it, George.
Mr. President.
He didn't want to fight when you're right. He's waiting for a little later.
Great speech there, guys.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. This morning we have one wastewater agreement for your consideration. This is developer Steve Lobo from Bethany Beach. The project is located at the intersection of Savannah Road, West Coates, and Shady Roads. This will be part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Actually, this is a revision of a prior agreement, number 671, where we will eliminate 30 multifamily units and we'll take over that service with 30 retail units, a commercial bank, and a Walgreens pharmacy building. The connection charges will total $24,792. We have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting just 8 construction days with a construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $2,866.65, with a proposed construction cost of just $19,111. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 908, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Atlantic East LTD for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Five Points Square and Walgreens Revision Number 1, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved. Second.
We move to second that we approve agreement number 908 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you, gentlemen. Secondly, we have two local law enforcement grant requests for your consideration this morning. They're both the same amount from different cities. The first one comes from Shelbyville for $25,000, which is their full disbursement of their full grant this year for the purchase of a 2008 Dodge Charger with a complete police package. And also a similar request from the city of Rehoboth Beach. They also would like to have their full draw of their fund of $25,000 for the purchase of a 2009 Ford Crown Victoria with all the police equipment.
I'll make that motion.
He's got one.
A motion right here for you.
Let's go.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the two disbursements as described, one to Rehoboth Beach Police Department and one to Shelbyville Police Department in equal amounts of $25,000 for the purchase of a new police car for each department from the county's annual municipal police grant fund.
So moved.
Second.
We move to second that we give the grants as requested to Shelbyville and Rehoboth Police Department. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning again, gentlemen. We have for your consideration this morning, the renewal of the lease, between Sussex County and the Mid-Sussex Rescue Squad for space in their building for Paramedic Station 106. The fee has been increased by 4%, which represents an increase of $41 per month on the lease agreement for the total for a total of $10.55 a month for the lease. And this is garage space as well as living space and office space and all of that.
Everything's in the budget.
It's all in the budget.
Where is the 8th unit? I believe it is housed. The roaming unit, is that?
The eighth unit now is the Georgetown unit. Right now, that's housed at our headquarters. We're in the process of, if you recall, we extended a lease for the folks who used to own the Cinderberry property. They're still in there. As soon as they vacate, we'll be moving that unit over to the Cinderberry property, which is right adjacent to our headquarters station. 109, which is the power unit that we put up in the summertime and for special events, is housed at Station 104, which is in the Lewis area. But that's a, that unit may go anywhere depending on the need. Usually in the summertime, that one is, you know, is in the Route 1 corridor somewhere because that's where the traffic is and where the calls are. I have a motion.
Any other question, please?
A motion for your consideration. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve renewal of the lease agreement between the Mid-Sussex Rescue Squad Incorporated and Sussex County, Delaware for the use of a portion of their building as described therein by Sussex County EMS as paramedic station 106.
Motion, please, gentlemen.
Move.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we approve the lease as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, no, thanks, Glenn. Have a good day. Jim, even though we're past 10:30, we're ready to rock and roll for the public hearing on Golf Village, I guess.
This is the time and place for a public hearing having to do with an ordinance that would authorize the issuance of general obligation bonds related to the Golf Village Sanitary Sewer District. We'll begin the public hearing with a presentation by Susan Webb. Following her presentation and any questions council may have, we will open the floor to public comment. If anyone is here who is interested in this particular matter. Mrs. Webb?
Thank you. On September 30th, an ordinance was introduced to authorize the issuance of up to $625,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of the Golf Village Sanitary Sewer District. The purpose of the bonds is to finance a portion of the cost of the construction of the Golf Village Sewer District. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit, and it's expected that the debt service will be paid from revenues of the Golf Village Sewer District. The term of the bonds is not to exceed 40 years. It is anticipated that the bonds will be sold to the United States Department of Agricultural Rural Development. This bond issuance is within the legal debt limits of the county. The funding for this project will be a mix of USDA RD bonds, USDA grant, and state road grant and state bond bill. This is a small district, just about 50 EDUs. It's just a collection system. The treatment will be by the town of Georgetown. The total estimated project cost is $1.6
million. Yep.
Any questions of Mrs. Webb?
Nope.
Any member of the public here who has an interest in this particular matter? Let the record show no one asked to be recognized or had any questions. Do you have a form of motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council adopt an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $625,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of the Golf Village Sanitary Sewer District and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith.
So moved.
Second.
If we move to second that we approve the resolution as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thank you, Susan.
We must also pass a resolution for RD. They require that also. I have a motion.
Please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize and provide for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and or extending the Golf Village Sewer District for $625,000.
And that's out of the sewer district's fund rather than the general fund?
Excuse me?
The indebtedness is
yes,
for...
Yes, it will become its own fund. Everything will be paid for out of that fund, but it's going to be treated at the town of Georgetown. So what we'll just be doing is the assessment fee to pay back the debt to borrow to build the sewer district.
Its own sewer district be another checkbook we have to put up with.
Yes, it's kept separate. Self-supporting.
Right. Okay, motion, Jim?
To move.
Second.
Move second that we approve the resolution as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers? Yes. Motion passed.